A bipartisan group of New York lawmakers is demanding that the federal government return $4 million that it removed from a program for 9/11 first responders. The funding has helped pay for medical bills. WSHU's J.D. Allen reports.
Under federal law, the U.S. Treasury Department is allowed to deduct federal funding and apply it to debt that it can't collect. New York City owes unrelated Medicare payments. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin told New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio last week that the city should restore the funds to the World Trade Center health program instead. Michael Barish is a lawyer who represents thousands of 9/11 first responders and survivors.
It's outrageous that the federal government has made New York City firefighters a pawn. They'd become collateral damage in the fight between Mayor de Blasio and the Trump administration.
Long Island Republican Congressman Peter King called the removal of the funds indefensible. He, alongside Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, has urged Mnuchin to repay the program. Mnuchin also has the power to exempt the World Trade Center health program from debt resettlement in the future. J.D. Allen, WSHU News.